Well, good morning. Welcome to the broadcast today. My name is Bill Young, and you're listening to Faith is a Lifestyle. This week, we're continuing our study called Healing and Health, Living Long and Living Strong. So far, we've studied the redemptive work of Christ and looked at four Hebrew words in great detail. Isaiah chapter 53, the great redemptive chapter of the Bible, lets us know that Jesus was not just our sin-bearer on the cross, but he also bore our sickness and carried our pains. Last week, we looked at an unscriptural and erroneous concept, that is, God being glorified in sickness. If sickness and disease brought glory to God, then the scriptures would tell us such. But we saw last week that they, in fact, do not. We see just the opposite, that God gets glory, the Greek word doxa, which means praise, honor, and worship, when the sick are healed. Now, let's look again at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. Notice what it says. And when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. The redemptive work of Christ is the basis for healing and health. Matthew understood this, and his words are indeed an inspired translation of Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5. Peter also understood this, and he wrote this in his epistle, that is, and declared in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, he said this, Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Peter, looking back at the cross, declared that by the stripes that Jesus bore, we were, past tense, healed. The redemptive work of Christ is the basis for healing of the physical body. All throughout the scripture, we see evidence that healing of the physical body is part of God's redemptive plan. Now, this week, we're going to look at another misunderstood concept, and this one is a biggie, and it is Paul's thorn. You know, people have believed that Paul was afflicted with some ailment or physical affliction so that he would stay humble. Well, let's